From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, April 10th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, the Daily Freeman is reporting more than 400 people attended a funeral mass on April the 9th for the five members of the Mamano family who died in a house fire last week in East Durham. The bodies of Nicholas and Mary Mamano, both 68, Sophia Mamano, 7, Jaden Caffrey, 8, and Jonathan Mamano, 10, were taken in a procession from Millspaugh Camarato Funeral Home in Catskill to Our Lady of Knock Shrine in East Durham, where the service was held. They were later buried during a private ceremony in the town of Catskill Cemetery. The fire, reported at 6:37 a.m. on April the 2nd, consumed the two-story single-family home on State Route 145. The children's father was the only survivor and was critically injured in the blaze. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill School District, April 9th, put emergency procedures in place after a Snapchat post was discovered threatening violence at the school with the initials CHS, and all outdoor activities and classes were canceled for the day, and the district worked with Catskill Police to investigate the claim. The threat was later found to have been directed at Clovis High School, located in Clovis, New Mexico. Superintendent Ronell Cook said, and I quote, "It has nothing to do with Catskill. It's a precautionary procedure," end quote. The confusion came from the shared initials CHS, which many took to mean Catskill High School, Cook said. Other school districts with the CHS initials may also have been made aware of the potential threat. Cook said, and I quote, "The information was probably being forwarded to them as well," end quote. The superintendent thanked the students for their diligence in providing the information and keeping the school safe. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Carly Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Cypress Creek Renewables was back before the Cairo Planning Board April 5th, presenting its initial proposal to build a 10-acre solar farm at 740-770 Main Street that would power between 300 and 500 homes. The company has multiple applications pending review throughout Greene County, including four in Greenville, as well as Freehold and Coxsackie. The details of the Cairo proposal were based on a prototype, but Cypress Creek's projects typically include 8,000 to 9,000 enclosed panels and a perimeter fence for safety. Cypress Creek zoning manager John Reagan said the Main Street lot is 87.8 acres with 10.5 acres of panel coverage, but those numbers may change slightly as the project progresses. The company signed four leases on potential projects in Cairo, but three of those fell through, Reagan said. The board was concerned about the company's failure to include a plan to provide their own emergency response team in the event of an emergency. For the next round of application review, the board asked Cypress Creek to produce a landscaping plan, a permission letter from the property owner, a decommissioning plan, and a $70 public hearing fee. The company is also working with the town on a payment in lieu of taxes program. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Bill Mahoney and Jimmy Valkin are reporting for Politico New York. Former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner has created a committee that will allow her to raise money for an unspecified state-level campaign. The committee, Miner for New York, was registered with the State Board of Elections April 9. Miner served as Syracuse Mayor from 2010 to 2017. Governor Andrew Cuomo appointed her co-chair of the State Democratic Committee in 2012, but she stepped down after publicly feuding with him on a variety of issues. Miner has been mulling over the possibility of challenging Cuomo in a primary this year. She said last month that Cynthia Nixon's decision to enter the mix would not influence her thinking. Miner said this week she is still, and I quote, seriously considering, end quote, a run. Asked if she would be Nixon's running mate, Miner replied, and I quote, "I don't have any comment on that," end quote. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of rain and snow showers before 10 a.m. today, then a slight chance of rain and showers between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy today with the temperature high near 44 degrees. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow showers between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 35 degrees. And on Thursday, a slight chance of showers, mainly after 9 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy on Thursday with a high near 56 degrees. And Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 41. The sun rose this morning at 6:21 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:31 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 49 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 10th day of April 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.